Here, come on. Let's go sit in those empty, comfy benches over there. I know. Airports have come such a long way in these past few years. They used to have it so that only the arrivals section was decked out in artwork, but now they've made it so that the departures look nice as well. Mm-hmm. They didn't have these big cushiony benches when we traveled last time. Yeah, it's been a while. Damn, these are nice. Lucky we came so early, too. Plus, not many people fly at this hour. I hope we get this area all to ourselves for a while. Here, you can put your bag on top of mine. Oh! Okay, there we go. Should be pretty stable now. Do you remember when we first met? What do you mean, no? What exactly are you storing in that big, huge brain of yours, anyway? I know you're just joking. Yep. It was in this exact same airport. I remember that day. They wouldn't let me through because they discovered that my carry-on luggage was overweight. I know, stupid of me not to read the weight restrictions. It was my first time traveling by myself, after all. I mean, I was naive about a lot of things. Can I use your shoulder as a pillow for my head? Why, thank you, good sir. Yeah, and then I stood there fretting and I was like, what am I gonna do with my extra luggage? And then I see this unshaven guy standing to the side, gesturing for me to go over to him. And I was like, who the hell is that? But for some reason, I went over to him. Well, I did wonder whether or not you were a creep at first, but I figured that with so many airport security staff around, even if you did try to do anything untoward, I'd be okay. But I am not the kind of person who just randomly walks up to strange men who beckon at me. I swear! Yeah. And then you asked me whether or not I had clothes in my carry-on, and I said yes, and secretly, at the back of my mind, I thought you were some kind of pervert. And then you said, why don't you put all the clothes that are in your luggage on your body? So I went to the bathroom to get changed and came out looking absolutely ridiculous. I mean, I was wearing like 4 jackets. but it worked. Surprisingly, they let me through. They probably didn't remember my face. I know, they're not always that strict with carry-ons, but I think maybe they had a full flight that day or something. And then I get onto the plane and guess who's sitting next to me? I know, it sounds like the kind of thing that could only happen in a movie. And then I found out after chatting with you on that flight that you weren't a creep or a pervert. In fact, you were a pretty decent guy. Amazingly. I guess we were attracted to each other because we have so much in common. Namely, napping and being stupid together. What am I gonna do with you? That was supposed to be a rhetorical question, but since you said so, I can hug you like this. And kiss you like this. What's the time now? Boarding is in ages. Say, do you want a drink? There's a little store right opposite us. Nah, I don't think anyone's gonna take our snuggle corner. There's still hardly anyone here. Come on, I'll pull you up. Are you deliberately pulling me back down? You're so mean to me. There we go. Let's go into the store. Man, look at the airport staff. I don't think I could ever work the overnight shift. I have a friend who works the overnight shift. He cycles to work and takes all these pictures of the moon and posts them on his social media. No, I'm pretty sure he's not a werewolf. I mean, he is quite hairy, but that's not enough evidence to go by. Oh my gosh. Why is airport water so overpriced? Never mind. What will it be, Governor? Fruit-infused water? A smoothie? Or a soft drink? Why are soft drinks called soft drinks anyway? Oh, I see. They've also got ginger beer and orange juice. This one? I think I'll just get a big bottle of water. I mean, they'll probably give us something on the plane later on. But I don't know, I feel shy asking the flight attendants for stuff when they're not offering it to me. Yes, I know that's what they're for. You want any snacks? I think I'll grab a bag of crystallized ginger. And I'll get this one for you. I know you like this. Okay. Yeah, just these ones, please. Thank you. Thank you so much. Have a great night. Here are your goodies. I'm so excited for our trip. I love traveling with you. I mean, it's nice to be with you at home, but at the same time, I really love being able to go on all sorts of different adventures with my BF. My BFF BF. See, no one's taken our seat. Here you go. Is it good? Can I try one? Thank you. I can't wait to be on the mountains. I've always wanted to visit the Swiss Alps with you. It feels like a dream, but I'm glad it's really happening. There's just something so serene about the countryside. Yep, taking that train will be really, really fun. We're gonna go on the world's slowest express train and see the amazing sights. What was it? 7.5 hours on a train. 91 tunnels. 291 bridges. You sure you're not gonna get sick of me? The Airbnb we booked looks really good though. Yeah, they have some glowing reviews. Breakfast delivered, and they'll even show us around the place. It sounds like a good deal to me. Can I have another one? Thank you. But the most important thing is that we'll be making more memories together. And we can do some more nature photography and add them to our album. Plus, if there's one you really like, we could even look at putting it onto a canvas. I think the walls of our house are looking a bit bare. So nice here. What's the seat number on your ticket? 28. That's kind of near the middle of the plane. Yeah? You never know. We might just get lucky and be the only two people in our row. Yeah, it's not exactly the most spacious, but if there is a spare seat, then it's possible to lie down. Where are our neck pillows? No, we definitely had them when we dropped off our check-in luggage. Never mind, here they are. Whoever invented these things is a genius. Back when I used to ride the bus to school, students would often fall asleep during the long trip, and I'd watch their heads, like, swinging from side to side. It was kind of funny, and of course, back then, no one ever brought a neck pillow onto the bus to stop that from happening. I prefer to use you as a pillow, though. Why is it so comfortable to use you as a pillow? Oh, I see. Is that why? You're just full of smart ideas, aren't you? I would take a nap right now, but I'm too excited for our trip. We get to see the beautiful Swiss countryside and the mountains. And we also get to experience the local culture. Well, I've never been anywhere in Europe before, so this is my first time, and I'm glad to be spending it with you.